Rabbanan, there was an interesting Rashbam in Masechet Yomah. He discusses there the issue of the Kohanim that went for the daily lotteries in order to decide which Kohanim are going to do the different services. So part of the process was they would go to an area called the Shkat HaGazit. So the Rashbam asks, why didn't they do it in the Azara? The Azara was Kodesh. And since one of the reasons in the Gemara is that they wanted to do it in the holy places in order to create an excitement and enthusiasm in the Beit HaMikdash, so why do it in a side office called the Shkat HaGazit? Do it in the Beit HaMikdash, do it in the Azara itself. So the Rashbam says there's two reasons why they didn't do it in the Azara. Number one, because one of the Kohanim, actually the Kohen that the lottery started by, he would stand without his hat on. The Memuneh, the administrator, would take off the mitznefet of the Kohen that the lottery would begin with. So wouldn't be kavod to stand in the Azara without a hat on. Secondly, he says, since they were standing in a circle, inevitably some of the Kohanim are going to have their back to the Kodesh, and therefore wouldn't be kavod to have their back facing the Kodesh, based on their formation. Because of this halakha, the Leket Yosher, Chelek Aleph Amud Lamed Aleph, Anyan Bet, he wants to learn from over here, that there is an Isur in the synagogue for a person to stand with his back directly facing the Aron Kodesh, because the Aron Kodesh would be similar to the Hekal. And similarly, he writes that when Kohanim stand, let's say, bless the nation, their back is to the Hekal, that's permissible because that's an inyan of Kabot Sibur. Or let's say when they're carrying the Sefer Torah, and the fellow's back is to the Sefer, is to the Hechal, that's also a Nyan of Kavod Sibur, respect to the Sibur, so that's okay. It should be pointed out that the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Nun, Siv Katan Yud Dalid, talks about not putting a chair right in front of the Hechal, meaning you have a chair where the fellow's back is to the Hechal and his face is to the Bima. Sometimes the rabbis, they sit in the, you know, in front of the Kahal. It's proper that their seat should be placed to the side, that they should not be standing or sitting directly in back of the Hechal itself. It should be pointed out that the Prima Gadim does say that those people that are sitting with their face to the Hechal and their back to the Bima, sometimes they put a chair in front of the Bima. So he says when they take out the Sefer Torah, you have a problem because seemingly his back is to the Sefer Torah. He says that's okay because the Bima itself is considered a separate entity. It's considered like an interference. So again, halakha l'maaseh, it is permissible to sit in front of the Bima, even though one's back might be to the Sefer Torah. One is allowed to make Kohanim, even though his back is going to be to the Hechal. Furthermore, when one taking out the Sefer Torah, one can have his back to the Hechal, but one who's sitting at the front of the synagogue should not sit directly in front of the Hechal, but the seat should be really somewhat to the side, and then already you'll get around the problem of putting one's back to the Hechal.